I've said it before and I'll say it again. Offensive skill position players may get the headlines, but games are won in the trenches. Talking O-line today. Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. Thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. In today's episode of Locked On Patriots, presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. That's prizepicks.com, promo code LOCKEDON. And Patriots fans, thank you once again for joining us here on this Monday episode of Locked On Patriots. I'm your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Reach out to me. Let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some weekend love to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Folks, it is Monday. That means only one thing. We welcome in the man who Mondays were created for here on Locked On Patriots. The over-talented, my good friend, the Connor Murphy Fisto himself, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com, joining me here today. Murph, thank you for coming to me in friendship. Thank you for joining me today. Wild weekend in the NFL and wild card weekend, but the New England Patriots are all about the business of 2023, my friend.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend of football. Yeah. I was one of those guys that, yeah, I want the Patriots to make the playoffs because it's fun to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I was not on the other side of that coin hoping for a better draft pick or anything of that ilk. So yeah, I was kind of bummed all weekend long. But it's Monday. Yes. It's a locked on Monday, and we're going to talk some free agency today.
Yeah, I definitely are, folks. And as we said to open the show, the offensive line is really, I think, top of mind when it comes to everyone out there. And if it's not, folks, it really ought to be. I think the Patriots' biggest problem area this year and something that they are definitely going to address, not just in free agency, but also in the draft. That's right. Mock Draft Monday is coming soon here to Locked On Patriots in the coming weeks. But we'll get a jump start on taking a look at the O-line today. And Murph, I thought you put it eloquently. Dozen teams out there this weekend trying their best to extend their postseason runs here. Very impressive comeback by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Definitely worthy of a golf clap without any question. I don't say that derisively, folks. An impressive comeback for them. Second most impressive comeback I've seen on a football field. Yeah, that's right, folks. If you do it on a Super Bowl stage, it just carries different weight. 28-3 is always going to take that mantra, but tip of the cap to Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars, yeah. Doug Peterson, that whole crew, 27-0 down in the third quarter. You could have very easily folded up shop and played for next year. These guys came out and took it to the Chargers, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. But it also got me thinking, Murph, that the New England Patriots being out there and seeing these teams play, knowing that at full strength, when these guys are clicking and they're playing their game and they're well-suited, well-equipped, play calling wise, strategy wise, to execute their strengths, that this team can play with some of these teams that are out there. So it led me to believe, or it led me to really kind of, I guess, introspectively take a look at the season and determine what went wrong. And again, folks, the offensive line was a difficulty. This is your area of expertise, my friend. I always acquiesce to whatever you would like to talk about on the subject. Please enlighten us. What went wrong with the offensive line this year? And was it the key reason why we're not seeing a Patriots playoff run in 2022?
Yeah, it is the key reason why that the Patriots aren't in the playoffs this year. You can go to play calling. You can go to drop passes. You can go to lack of weapons, which I don't believe in. Here in New England, it all starts with the offensive line, and it ends with the offensive line, and that's where the Patriots' season ended. It began with controversy and turmoil, with the flipping of Brown and Wynn, and it just never seemed to settle down. You know, there was either an injury to one or the other. There was apathy on the offense. There were rookie mistakes that couldn't be covered up because, you know, other guys were disengaged or just not have. And I've never in my life seen a dumber offensive line, you know, in 30 years of doing this. From false starts to holding penalties, you name it, lining up wrong. It was awful. So, yeah, it comes down to the offensive line and yes, the offensive line coaching.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways you're looking at a very big difficulty for the New England Patriots. Difficulty ceiling on the edge. And when you have difficulty doing that, the internal areas and the internal mechanism of that offensive line is going to break down. David Andrews is always going to be solid under center. Every time he takes a snap, just the knowledge this man brings to the table, you know you're going to get savvy play out of him. I thought the guard positions, for the most part, did their job this year. I thought Michael Wainu was excellent. Didn't surrender a sack until, I believe, it was the second to last game of the season. This kid is definitely the real deal. Pro Football Focus darling, without any question.
Right.
But really, I think, well-deserved of all the high grades and all the high praise he received. I thought he was by far their best lineman on the field this year. Of course, taking under account that Andrews, you know, was out with a concussion for a couple of games. Cole Strange had his rookie moments, but I thought for the most part showed some promise
and
in
growth.
This position and growth throughout the season. And look, Cole was the first to admit it after when we spoke to him in the aftermath of the Bills loss a couple of weeks ago. He was very forthcoming about putting in the work, knowing what he has to do. He said, I'm going to keep my hands in the dirt. I'm going to keep working every single day. I know that this is a business where you have to continue to build, and I look to continue to build each and every day. He's got the markup, the makeup of a pro, and I think he's got the mentality of that. And when you bring those all to the table, it spells something that I think could potentially be a starting caliber player, maybe even competing for a Pro Bowl caliber player at his highest ceiling. I think he has that type of capabilities, and Patriots definitely knew what they were doing in bringing his services in. But that leads us to the tackle positions, my friend. And we're going to get into Isaiah Wynn in a little bit when we talk about internal free agents that are either here or not. But Trent Brown is, I think, an interesting case study this offseason. Trent clearly did not have his best season. I don't know if there were engagement issues. I don't know if it was injury or health. I know there was a bad flu bug that definitely bit him.
Yeah.
He mentioned several times to us members in the media that he was not 100% trying to fight through it. That can definitely take a toll. So before I start just dumping on Trent Brown, that's far from it. He dealt with a lot of adversity this year, but the Patriots need that play at left tackle, especially if Mac Jones is going to be your quarterback. You've got to protect his blind side. You've got to keep him upright. How big of a liability can Trent be next year if he doesn't turn this around?
If he doesn't turn it around and doesn't get his health back, it's going to be a serious liability. Trent had ankle issues throughout the year that a lot of people did not mention, did not talk about. There was also, as I said before, you know, the switching over from right tackle to left tackle. That's going to piss a man off. It really is when you just sign a contract to be somebody's right tackle and they move you over to left tackle, you see the disparity in the dollar numbers at that position. So yeah, that could have, you know, put a, you know, little chink in the armor of Trent Brown and been in the back of his head a little bit all year long. If he's healthy, I'm fine with it, but I would also like to move him back over to the right side.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, when Trent did come back over here from his stint with the Raiders, I think that's where he believed he was going to be playing. And look, left tackle is a big responsibility. There's a lot on your shoulders. Dare I say, maybe even a little bit more than the right side when you're dealing with a right-handed quarterback like Mac Jones. Matt Light did it up here for a number of years and did it well for Tom Brady. Nate Solder came in, played the position pretty well. Yep. Trent did a great job when he was here protecting Tom. And I think he had a very decent season last year when he was healthy. You saw the difference in this O-line with Trent out of the lineup as opposed to him with. It looked like a different offensive line at all times. So I think that's what we were expecting this year in New England, and the fact that he had to switch over and become the left tackle where he did such a good job playing right last year, I think that might have had a little bit to do with it as well. So interesting to tell what the Patriots are going to do. I know a lot of people are suggesting he may be a cut candidate. I can't necessarily make a very strong argument against that. I don't think it'll happen, but it is something that I think Patriots fans need to watch and maybe keep an eye on. But ultimately, I think he'll be back next year. And that's going to lead us very nicely, Murph, into where our conversation is about to go. Because, folks, we've told you a little bit about what's wrong, but we're also concerned about where the Patriots need to go from here. How do they fix these problems, and where does it start? Well, Murph kind of tipped his hand a little bit earlier. I think you can tell where we're going to start, but that's not the only fix the Patriots need. Find out when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor today, and that is our friends over at Prize Picks. And now let me tell you a little bit more about how they work. They're daily fantasy made easy. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available in any sport that you watch, including the NFL, NHL, college football, men's and women's college basketball, so much more. Definitely check it out. The entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. The withdrawals are safe, they're fast, and it's currently operational in over 30 states and in Canada. So download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. And if you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. That's right, folks. If you deposit $50, they'll give you $50. So don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks.com. Today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. Folks, we live in complex times, and whether it be emotional stress, financial stress, health-related stress, or just the social stresses that come with anxiety, trying therapy can help you unload that stress and move forward in gaining emotional healing. Unfortunately, life does not come with a user manual, so when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills. That's what makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. Everyone deserves to feel their best, and BetterHelp makes it easier to get started. As the world's largest therapy service, they've matched millions of people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist, and if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime you want. So get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/lockedon. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lockedon. Patriots fans, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com joins me here today talking a little his favorite subject, offensive line, what went wrong, how to fix it, and a little bit on the personnel it's going to take to do it. We'll get to that personnel in just a little bit, but we're going to start in more of a gray area, Murph, where we talk about fixing the problem on the offensive line. We know that the Patriots O-line struggled. Unnecessary penalties, undisciplined play. Poor protection in pass and in the run at times, not really utilizing the strengths of what these guys do well. It all seems to point at one thing. And I'm sorry to say it. I'm sorry to keep harping on this, folks, but I'm going to do that. it points toward coaching or a lack thereof. And we talked about this a little bit in the previous segment, but you've played O-line, you've coached O-line. What does it take to get the maximum allowable output, I guess is the best way for me to put it, out of an offensive line? And what lacked in that department this year for the New England Patriots?
Well, like I said, coaching did. It's a completely different animal when you flip over and all of a sudden you're asked to coach an offensive line. And then you're spread so as thin as you were, as Matt was, also having to call plays during the week. You're not able to get back there with your offensive line and talk to them and get them all on the same page. A lot of this has to do with that. Also, a lot of it has to do with the depth that was lacking this year on the offensive line. Guys missed time all across the board, from right tackle over to center. Brown missed some time. He was banged up all year, but health and good coaching. And the first thing that I'm doing if I'm Bill Belichick is I'm going out and I'm getting a dedicated offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it makes you wonder, with all of the reports coming out of New England that they're starting their search for a new offensive coordinator. As far as I'm concerned, as far as we're all aware of, that process begins today. I mean, it's going to be interesting, as we speak, Murph.
It will not be Cliff Kingsbury.
No, it will not. He's in Thailand, and he is living the dream. And, tip of the cap to Cliff, boy. I'll tell you, that's a hell of a way to spend a winter. But bottom line, I mean, as we speak right now, and I'm not saying this is true, folks, but there could be people lined up outside Bill Belichick's office, very similar to what we saw at Connie Corleone's wedding. They're all waiting to speak to Bill. They're all waiting to come in. The Luca Brazzis of the world are rehearsing their speeches right now. I am honored and grateful since you should enter my home. So these things could
and
be
I
going
hope
on
your right
now.
Right tackle is a masculine tackle.
gotta love it. Gotta love it. Absolutely gotta love it.
You can act like a man.
But all kidding aside, folks, we digress. A little Godfather talk on a Monday never hurt anybody. But in all seriousness, this is something that I think the Patriots need to address. And with all of the talk surrounding the Patriots upgrading their coaching staff, we're hearing that Matt Patricia is going to be reassigned. And again, this hasn't come from the team, but these are coming from reliable sources, people that we know very well. And you have to wonder what this reassignment is going to mean. Like you said, is this up in the booth? Is he going to be the new Ernie? Yeah. If that's the case, then we're not going to see him on the field.
Lock him up. Lock him up in the cubicle up there in Ernie's office. Get the pink stripes out and go do that job. You're a brilliant mind. Go upstairs and be brilliant. Okay, because it just wasn't happening on the offensive side of the ball, and definitely not on the offensive line. You've just been on the other side of the ball far too long, and you can't just flip it over that way. Yeah. And I was talking with Karen Garigian of the Herald last week, and she was just saying, Bill has a mindset that if you can coach, you can coach, because that's who he is.
Right.
Okay. And it goes back to the old adage that those who can play can't coach. Mm-hmm. And it's just the fact that you don't understand how everybody just can't move around and do what they're supposed to do because you're able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm a pretty good coach because I wasn't a very great baseball player, that's the mentality, that Bill went into this season with, that these guys would be able to handle it. They're professional coaches. Go coach. And it does not work that way. Yeah. My first call, if I'm Bill Belichick, is to Ohio State to see if I can talk with Justin Fry and pull him away to come here and coach this offensive line, under whatever title you want to give him. There's not enough money that you can spend at this position. Be it player or coach, for a long time we were completely spoiled here with Scar. Mm-hmm. This kid is another guru. He mm-hmm. is another offensive line mastermind, and yeah. I want him bad. I don't care what it costs.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea in terms of, and I mean, Fry is obviously at the top of, I think, a lot of people's wish lists yeah. for an offensive line coach, but getting someone in that has the capabilities of dealing with younger players, knowing the pitfalls of what they deal with at the collegiate yep. level, and then being able to bring that to the pros is something that I think could be a welcomed voice in that room. You're dealing with an offensive line here, Murph, that is about to get a lot younger in the coming yeah. years. Michael Wainu, Cole Strange, I think these guys are already starters. They're established. Yep. They're your cornerstones, but right. tackle positions are going to get younger. We're going to talk about Isaiah Wynn, folks, in just a minute, so we haven't forgotten about him, but we talked about Trent Brown. Trent is not a long-term solution at this position. He's a solution. There's right now season. If he comes back, but he's eventually going to move on. And then you've got a lot of young guys on this team that we're not completely sure where their ceilings, where right. their floors are yet. I'm talking Chasen Hines. We're talking, Andrew Stuber, and we're talking yep. Cody Roosie, three good offensive linemen that I know the Patriots have a lot of promise, or at least yep. see a lot of promise in. But until these guys hit the field, we're not going to know what's going on. So a younger mind, getting younger at the position, someone that can deal with young people and being able to work this offensive line may be the solution and the fix that everybody needs. But bottom line, my friend, it's going to be all about the personnel as well. Right. And even though it's a little early to start getting into external free agents, or even, dare I say, the draft, we're going to talk about the Patriots' internal free agents, because there are some notable names that the Patriots have a decision to make. Murph and I are going to talk to that point, and he's also going to drop some pearls of wisdom the way only he can, talking all things offensive line personnel style, when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast wraps up. But first, Murph, I don't know about you. I continue to be geeked out by our new partner of today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Football GM. Folks, yep. this is addictive. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't tried it, I highly, highly recommend it. If you've ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM, and I know a lot of you have throughout the season, I've seen the Twitter comments. I know a lot of you would love to manage your own professional football franchise. This is what you need. Your dream comes true. This game is definitely for you. You manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, lead your team to glory, because you, that's right, you are responsible for hiring the right coaches and coordinators, trading players, making draft picks, and navigating your franchise through free agency, the draft, all the ups and downs of a season. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free. It's playable offline, so you can play on the go as you want, when you want to. And Locked On Patriots listeners, listen up. You get a 100% free boost to your franchise when using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's all caps. That's Locked On in all caps. So make sure to check it out today in the game store. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. Patriots fans, the incomparable Thomas Murphy, the Connor Murphy Fisto himself, columnist extraordinaire of E2GSports.com, drops by for a little hashtag Locked On Murph Monday chat. And Murph, we're talking all things offensive line. Murph's in a great mood because he loves talking O-line. This is right in his wheelhouse. It's like a fastball, 90 miles an hour down the middle. He is ready to jump all over this. And Murph, we've talked about what's wrong. We've talked about how to go about fixing it. But ultimately, if you're going to fix something, you have to make sure that the parts you're using are the proper parts and they're ready to handle the load and the rigors of one more season. And it's true, the Patriots right now may be very active in free agency out there. External free agency is a topic we're going to be discussing here on Locked On Patriots. But you got to look inside the house before you know what to get outside the house. And Patriots right now have five players that are scheduled to enter free agency. Four of them unrestricted. One of them restricted. Of course, the unrestricted free agents, James Ferentz, Connor McDermott, Marcus Cannon, Isaiah Wynn. Yanni Kajest is a restricted free agent. I don't even think he's a slam dunk to come back, but there's arguments to be made for and against all of these players. Murph, we'll start with the big guy. We'll start with Isaiah Wynn. Is there any chance he comes back to New England next year?
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. You know, that's it. Basically, you know, I was completely, what's the word? Frustrated with his effort this year, with his mindset this year. He should have came into this last season and completely balled out in trying to get his next contract. You know, no matter what side of the ball that he was on. And that didn't happen. And nobody in this locker room could convince him to do so. His agent couldn't convince him to do so. His mother couldn't convince him to do so. So bye. Enjoy. I'm sure he'll go off and have a fantastic career somewhere, and he'll play up to potential. But it was I don't want to see it here. I don't want him back.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned potential. Because the narrative out there right now is that Isaiah Wynn is a bust, that the Patriots misread the talent pool, that they misread what they were looking for with him, and that the Patriots yet again wasted another draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage anyone that thinks that to go back and look at the tape on Isaiah from the University of Georgia. Not a perfect player. And not even a perfect fit for the tackle position, because technically he is a little bit undersized. You can make that argument, but you look at the quickness, the strength, winning his battles one-on-one going up against edge rushers. This is something that the Patriots really liked out of him. And he had the ability, and we've seen him do it, Murph, several times, creating those openings in the running game. This is what the Patriots wanted out of Isaiah. Right. But the fact of the matter is that the last couple of seasons, he lost that strike first, strike hard, no mercy mentality that really allows him to get after his target right from the snap. He wasn't doing that. Now, I don't know if that was a lot of injury related. I don't know if it was just engagement. I'm not sure what the issue was, but he has the talent to be an effective tackle, and I think he will be. But when you look at the effort that he put forth this year in New England, it's just not worthy of bringing him back. It just isn't. And 17 pressures allowed in 9 games. Don't forget, he only played 9 games this
only
season.
9.
17 pressures allowed and 4 sacks allowed in 9 games is a lot to be placed on the shoulders of a left tackle a right tackle or whatever tackle position you're playing. When you play tackle, your job is to protect the quarterback and protect the run game. And he did a little better in the running game this year, but definitely did not protect Mac the way he needed to be. 8 penalties. 8 penalties whistled that he was charged with.
In 9 games.
That's unacceptable.
That's
unacceptable. And I think it has come to the point where these two sides need to move on. I've had the opportunity to be in media scrums with Isaiah. I've never interviewed him one-on-one, but he's always been affable, always been respectful as a person. I wish him, you know, nothing but the best in his future endeavors, but it just is not a fit here any longer. And unfortunately, you know, I think the two sides need to move on. So if the Patriots are going to be deficient at tackle, Murph, that leads a couple of guys on the table that are going to have to really, I think, slot into that position. And I think at least one of these guys needs to come back. That's either Yadni Kajust, Connor McDermott, or Marcus Cannon. Your Belichickian crystal ball, my friend. Which one of these guys do you hang on to?
I'm bringing back Cannon and McDermott. I know McDermott was a little bit of a letdown at the end of the year, but we're talking about depth pieces here. People. Right. We're talking about guys that are going to rotate in and play a couple of series. Not somebody that you're going to count on in the way that they were counted on this season. You know, so yeah, there was down the stretch. It was a bit iffy, but I'm bringing both of them back. It showed this year what happens when you don't have that depth. And with the free agent moves that I'm hoping the Patriots make on the offensive line, that's what these guys are going to be. And they're going to be behind guys that are, you know, available a lot more than this line was this year.
Yeah, without question. I agree with you, by the way. I would bring back McDermott. Started all the 6 games that he played, came in without much of a learning curve, did a pretty good job of settling in. Don't forget, he was drafted by the Patriots in 2017, but he never played a regular season game for these guys. So he's not used to the Belichickian machine in the regular season. I thought he came in and did an admirable job. 8 pressures allowed, but did not surrender 1 sack. In 6 games that he played. So that should tell you something. Solid depth piece. not the solution you want as a starter, but a guy that can come in and play swing tackle. And he can play on either side as well. That's versatility. That's what I like about this kid. Cannon, I would, for the experience, for the depth that he's able to provide.
Yep.
I'm hearing retirements on the table for Marcus. I'm not saying that it's going to happen. That's not me reporting that, oh, well, he's nudging himself. But I'm just saying by what I've heard, it's definitely a consideration. He's keeping all of his options open. And right now, no decision has been made. But you have to figure that if Cannon is going to come back, I don't see him doing it anywhere but New England.
No.
I still think he can be effective. But if he retires, that's another, you know, loss for the Patriots, depth and experience-wise. Kadjust, restricted free agent. They can offer him a very weak tender to keep him in New England, but I don't know. The way he played this year, especially down the stretch, Murph, I don't think it's a slam dunk that he's going to get offered a tender with this team.
Yeah, that's true. This is basically a move of familiarity on my part. Mm. Somebody that knows the way things are run here and can show the new guys that are coming in, and there are going to be new guys coming in, both through the draft and free agency, I hope. And quite frankly, with the deal that he would be signing, it's not going to cost you anything to cut him if it doesn't work out. And you hopefully find somebody better to fill that spot.
Yeah, 12 pressures allowed for Yadni this year, 3 sacks allowed, 10 games, made 3 starts. And, you know,
see,
a lot
issue,
of what
3 starts,
yeah,
you know, he shouldn't have had to make those 3 starts.
Yeah, exactly. And then you look at the snap level and the snap count and going from taking 100% of the snaps a lot of times in those starts and then, you know, dropping off to sometimes even single digits.
Yeah.
When you looked at snap counts this
8%,
year, really, 6%. Really, yeah, yep. Really led you to believe that maybe the Patriots are seeing something here that is a disturbing trend. I was always of the ilk that if this kid got some time on the field to prove what he could do, he may be able to turn some heads. I think he did for a couple of games, but by and large, I thought it was a tough season for him.
Yeah. You know, water always finds level. Mm. And it did with him. Like I said, this is just a depth move in my thinking. And you know, if he moves on, he moves on. I'm not going to, you know, it's not going to be Crimea River time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, nice to have that depth there.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're going to look for depth, you might as well look for depth in places where you know it can fit into this system. Say what you will about Kadjust. He knows the system well, and I still think there's promise there. I still love this kid's strength that he showed at West Virginia to be able to wall off defenders in the running game. I think if he gets the opportunity to show that, maybe even as a swing guard rather than a swing tackle, someone that can come in and show that, he might be able to find a niche here. Murph, last name on the list, James Ferentz, just been a fixture with the New England Patriots for years. Came in, did the job that he needed to do when David Andrews was out, but there was clearly a deficiency. You saw the drop off in Cole Strange.
Of course.
Is James still a solid piece to keep around, or do we need to see what we have in guys like Stuber and especially in guys like Cody Roosie to try to come in and back up David Andrews this year?
I think it's gather the kids in. Get them off of the kids' table as it was, and let them sit here and eat with the adults.
Yeah, and even if Roosie does, you know, make this team as a 53-man roster addition, Ferentz has been a good practice squad guy for a number of years, a very, very good practice player, just a great guy. And I, for one, would love to see James hang around because he's always been accessible and always been easygoing. But bottom line, folks, I think that he does have some things to contribute on the field as well. But we'll see. We'll see what the New England Patriots can do. And Murph, internal free agents are always fun. External free agents, I'm sure there'll be a few, but the draft is coming. And Murph and I are already warming up those draft boards. All of you viewers and listeners out there should be as well. Mock Draft Monday makes its return shortly after the Super Bowl is completed. But in the meantime, we'll still be discussing some draft prospects, folks. So keep those coming. Let us know what's on your mind draft-wise, free agency-wise, or anything related to the O-line. Drop the comments in the YouTube section or reach out to us on Twitter at @LO_Patriots. In the meantime, my friend, I want to thank you for joining me here today on this Monday episode of the pod. You're always there for the handoff when I need you, Murph. I appreciate you. And all of us here at Locked On Patriots appreciate you, too. Before I let you go, my friend, please let everybody know where they can find you and all the great work that you do each and every day.
Of course. You can find me on the Bird app at TMurph207. You can read everything that I write over at e2gsports.com. I'm really ramping up for baseball season right now. That's my bread and butter as things go. But no, there's always a Patriots column in there, once a week or so, just to keep my foot in it. Just to dip my toe, keep my toe there.
Wet your beak a little bit.
Yeah, wet my beak.
Folks, the Godfather themes are, they're just flowing today. They truly are. All kidding aside, folks, please, anytime this man puts voice to microphone, he puts pen to paper, it's always, always must read, must listen, so check it out. And don't forget to also check out Locked On Patriots. Download us wherever you get your podcasts. Smash that subscribe button on YouTube. Thank you for making us your first listen every day and a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. For your second listen, please check out our good friends at the Locked On NFL podcast, bringing you the local insights you love to the national spotlight with daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories. Locked On NFL is available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, today, folks, I would be remiss if I did not mention that we continue to remember the life and the service of Martin Luther King Jr. Today is his birthday. And of course, we always, commemorate the great legacy and the great teachings of Dr. King. And I'd like to close today with one of my favorite quotes from Dr. King is that people fail to get along because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. And they don't know each other because they have not communicated with each other. Folks, so poignant for today's society. I think if we all took the time to meaningfully, understandingly communicate with each other, this whole world might be a better place. So in the vein of Dr. King, in his memory and in his spirit, please, folks, continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change that you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on Locked On Patriots.